Today, our subject is about faithfulness. Amen. Being faithful. This is a time where we, as people of God, we definitely need to be faithful. Am I right about it? Faithful until the end? Amen. We see so many things going on in our world today, and a lot of people don't understand what's going on. But what we need to do, amen, is be watchful and prayerful as well, because God, He's already told us what He's going to do and how He's going to do it. But He didn't say exactly the time or the day, but He did tell us that, number one, He's coming back. How many of you believe that? Amen. He is coming back. Amen. And what we need to do is wait on His coming. And God is faithful. He's not a man that He should lie. Amen. He's not a man that He should lie. But what I want you to do is to be faithful even unto death. Is that what He said? He said, even unto death. And praise the Lord. We have this mandate that if we are faithful until He comes back, we shall be blessed with a crown of life. Let's have a scripture at this time. The scripture will be coming from Revelations, amen, 2, 8 through 11. Revelations 2, 8 through 11. And I'll read it. And it reads, and unto the angel of the church at Smyrna, write, these things says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are at the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. God's word for God's people. I want to talk again about faithfulness. Faithfulness, the timeless virtue. Faithfulness is a virtue deeply woven into the fabric of our human experience. It anchors relationships. Faithfulness sustains communities and provides meaning even in the most uncertainty of times. I say that because, saints, we are in uncertain times. If you look around, you would see that every facet of our society is breaking down. We have things happening all over the world. We have fires, earthquakes, people dying by the thousands. Things are going on in the heavens. and in our very communities. Saints, these are uncertain times. To be faithful is to remain true to God, to yourself, to a person, a promise, a belief, or a cause, even when circumstances challenge our resolve or tempt us toward easier paths. You know, faithfulness is often described as steadfast loyalty, reliability, unwavering commitment. At its core, faithfulness entails consistency in thought, word, and deed, an inner alignment that resists betrayal. It is closely related to trustworthiness, but it goes even further. While trustworthiness is the ability to inspire trust, faithfulness is the ongoing act of honoring that trust time and time again across months, years, even a lifetime. Nothing tests or reveals faithfulness quite like intimate relationship. Do you agree with me on that? In romantic partnerships, faithfulness is often equated with fidelity, remaining emotionally and physically exclusive to one's partner. Yet the idea runs deeper than just exclusivity. It encompasses the willingness to weather storms together, to communicate honestly, and to support each other, even when it is inconvenient or difficult. Being faithful to one's self requires self-awareness and courage. It is easy to lose sight of your innermost truth in a world like the one that we live in a world that often demands conformity. Yet those who remain faithful to their authentic self tend to live lives of greater fulfillment and purpose. Their actions are guided not by fleeting trends, but by a compass that points true north. Faithfulness can sometimes be misunderstood as rigidity or blind loyalty. True faithfulness, however, is discerning. It is not about remaining loyal to what is harmful or unjust, but about knowing when to stand firm when to let go. Healthy faithfulness leaves room for growth. Amen. Let me repeat that. Healthy faithfulness leaves room for growth. Change. The reexamination of priorities. In a changing world such as ours, faithfulness is not about resisting all change, but about discerning what is worth holding on to and what not to hold on to. It is about remaining true even as we adapt and grow. In this way, faithfulness is both anchor and sail. It holds us steady even as we move forward into the unknown. Saints, we must move forward into the unknown. Amen. Human beings don't like change. Amen. Because change, amen, brings about the unknown. We need to know what tomorrow may bring. But in our text, amen, faithfulness implies steadfast persistence, not to deviate from the course that God has prescribed for us. An example is the wife of Potiphar. She sought to beguile Joseph to be immoral, tried to trick him into an unfaithful act of adultery. But Joseph prevailed, steadfastly resisted the temptation. To be faithful is to endure hardship, trials, and even in the face of certain death. Faithfulness unto death and its implications for God's people means for a true Christian to live the truth he professes to believe. Let me repeat that. For a true Christian to live the truth that he possesses to believe. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, says James in 1:22. Faithfulness is one of the virtues, especially in the word of God. God will not overlook the faithfulness of his people. Be faithful unto death, he says, and I will give thee the crown of life. Now, the Lord never expects more of us than we are able to do. Amen. If God tells us to do something, he very well knows that we can do it. Otherwise, he would be an unfaithful God, unjust God. If he asks us to do something, then he knows that we're able to do it. But he will reward each of us as we are able to perform. Some of us may be able to perform more than others, and some of us less than others. But the fact we are able to perform, otherwise God would not ask us to do it. Eternal life awaits the faithful, and it will be given to them at the second coming of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And as a member of the body of Christ, the church, we should be faithful. Somebody say faithful. We should be faithful in whatever assignment is given to us, whether great or small. Easy or hard, we need to be faithful in whatever assignment God gives to us. A crown of life awaits the faithful. And as I close, let me reiterate. The Lord of our salvation knows and recognizes the faithfulness of his saints facing bitter persecution and in many instances, death. He says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. He is fully aware of the circumstances his people live, work, sacrifice, suffer, and die in. Again, it is written, be thou faithful unto death. God's word for God's people. Amen. This is the time to be faithful unto God, regardless of what's going on in our lives, regardless of what's going on in the lives of people around us, regardless of what we see happening in the world. We need to be faithful unto our conviction. If we say we love the Lord, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if we keep his commandments, we shall receive that crown of life. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word on today. My prayer, O God, is that we have the ears to hear, the hearts to receive, and the courage to perform. Give us what we need, O God, to continue to be faithful in this unfaithful world that we're living in. Give us what we need, oh God, to be victorious over every trial, over all tribulation that will come against us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you on today, and we give you the honor. We give you the glory. Only in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for hearing the word of God. And my prayer is that not only will we be hearers of the word of God, but doers as well. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.